Growing up was a good memory. I grew up in a small village, very small village in the northern part of Ethiopia. It's very a beautiful place. And when I finished grade 12, during Great Terror, I had to relocate to the capital, Addis Ababa. Have you ever heard of Great Terror? Thousands were thrown out of the street. It's not easy for a young person, you know, to see that, to go through that. The country was in a confusion. So I went to the only free rare library, Alexander Pushkin. And here I wanted to know about our people. We have an Egyptian ancestors. I have learned from books and from oral history. So halfway through the year, I saw a scholarship posted to the Soviet Union and Eastern Bloc because the Russians were helping our government. So I applied and was granted a scholarship to the Soviet Union to study agriculture. So my curiosity took me to the library, then changed my life forever. I was 19, left my beautiful 13 sunshine of Ethiopia, left my family. Very hard, but I had to do it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. You know, most of my friends are not around anymore. The ones that survived have been in prison, torture. It's not a good story. All the Russians greeted us. It was beautiful, beautiful. Took us to a hostel, fed us, and showed us around the beautiful Moscow, and then sent us to our final destination, which was Uzbekistan, 3 days by train. From Uzbekistan, I had to go to another state, which is Moldavia. And then from Moldavia, I was transferred to Ukraine. All the memory I have about Soviet Union are wonderful. And they tried to please me because they know I was angry. I told them I was angry. That what they were doing in Ethiopia, we don't even know what was going on. You know, killing people, Red Terror. I was angry with the Russians like hell. I spoke my mind. And they treated me like a queen. The more I spoke, the more they loved me. I was supposed to study for 5 years in the Soviet Union. There was politics going on, so I left after 2 years and a half. And then waited less than a year in Italy, accommodated by the Catholic Church inside the convent, beautifully. Rome. Here I had access to the most beautiful library and learned about Helen Keller. That's the first time I read about her. So I stayed there. I had a chance to go to school in Italy. I didn't do it. My friend, she told me, well, Hannah, instead of learning Italian, let's go to America or Canada, you know. So we did. I came to the United States. My English was poor, so I had to improve my English. So I went to the library again, listened to the tapes, and also read about Ethiopian history and learned about who we are, our culture, everything. When system changed, I went back to Ethiopia. I wanted to stay there with my family, but I couldn't fit because I left when I was young. I could not fit. And it was very disappointing to see all the culture lost, chaos, rudeness, you know, mischief, no trust. It was a totally different country. I worked, then came back to the United States 6 years ago. I came to Portland, Oregon. And when I came to Portland, I walked into North Portland Library and took all the free classes, improved my typing, access the information, and rewrite my resume 1,000 times, you know, to find a job. I did, seriously. So met wonderful friends. I love the architecture. I always come to Central Library and Beaverton. Then I'm very fortunate. Most of my family, my friends, my country people didn't get this chance. I would like to work in a library and help people and make a difference just like mine or more maybe. So that's my story. I was spared through a library and improved my skills. And I'm here to tell the story.